Bycatch is when fishing vessels catch something they're not targeting. It could be tanner crab in a black cod pot or halibut scooped up in a pollock trawl net. It's been an incendiary issue in Alaska's fisheries for decades. Now, as stocks of crab, salmon, and halibut decline, trawl fisheries have come under fire for their role, which represents the vast majority of incidental catch in and around Alaska. The governor's office took notice. Governor Mike Dunleavy established a task force late last year with a deadline to submit its recommendations in November. But during that time, the Alaska Bycatch Review Task Force also has to establish its own priorities, break into subcommittees, and decide what it's going to focus on before its mandate expires in just 9 months. And there's a lot of information to sort through already as it plays catch up. At an almost 6-hour meeting Friday, the task force heard presentations from state and federal fisheries managers and questioned them about existing bycatch data. Kevin Delaney holds the seat on the task force designated for sport and personal use fishermen. He said the task force needs a clear focus to be effective.
If we just start throwing data at the wall hoping something sticks, we're just going to spend the next 9 meetings doing the same darn thing that the North Council's already done and the Board of Fish has already done. We're here because a problem has risen to the top and loud enough that the governor called us together.
Over the last year, some of the loudest voices advocating for action to reduce bycatch have come from tribal organizations in western Alaska, in communities that have seen subsistence salmon harvests dramatically reduced or stopped entirely. Even early on in the task force's process, frustrations are simmering about who's in the loop. Kuskokwim Intertribal Fish Commission's Mary Poltola said she wasn't notified of the meeting in advance.
If there were real interest in hearing from the public, there would be a real effort, you know, put to letting the public know when and where the meeting is happening and how to provide their opinions or their feedback. The composition of the task force, the timing of the task force, 100% of the task force is a campaign charade.
Peltola questioned the need for a task force at all. She says the Dunleavy administration, through the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, already has tools to manage fisheries to give relief to struggling subsistence stocks.
You know, the decades of prioritizing X vessel value and commodifying our resources over Alaskan citizens' own freezers and own larders, and now he's doing a food security task force and not including any subsistence users, that's a total punch to the gut. It's adding insult to injury. The bycatch issue is a food security issue.
Peltola is referring to the Food Security Task Force, which is separate from the Bycatch Review Task Force. Governor Dunleavy announced the Task Force on Food Security at his State of the State speech earlier this year. But others expressed optimism. At its Friday meeting, the Bycatch Task Force heard from a variety of fisheries stakeholders, including a number of trawl fishery representatives, who say they're already using best practices to avoid bycatch. United Catcher Boats, which represents pollock and cod trawlers, says its members are collecting data and are willing to share findings with the task force about what it's found keeps salmon, halibut, and crab out of nets. But UCB Executive Director Brent Payne also told the task force he doesn't see much room for improvement.
I got to be honest with you, I don't know if we can do a better job than what we're doing right now.
Payne explained the bycatch limits and system in the Bering Sea pollock fishery are very motivating to boat captains already.
We're averaging about 13 to 15,000 Chinook to catch 1.4 million tons of pollock a year. If we get one or two Chinook per 100 metric tons of salmon, That triggers an alarm that tells the rest of the fleet that's a high bycatch area. Every single tow that goes in the water in the pollock fishery right now in the Bering Sea, those captains, the first thing they're thinking about is what the bycatch rate is.
While it's required to be reported, there isn't a federal cap for chum salmon bycatch. Last year, federal data show trawlers in the Bering Sea scooped up more than 500,000 chum, pink and silver salmon, and almost 14,000 king salmon. In the Gulf of Alaska, groundfish harvesters took even more king salmon as bycatch, but that does fall within federal limits for king salmon bycatch. Even so, critics say it represents tens of thousands of fish that aren't in smokehouses, feeding predominantly native communities in western Alaska. Karen Poletnikoff called in to demand concrete action from the task force. She's an Anchorage-based program director for the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association, which represents some of Alaska's most remote coastal communities.
As a scientist, you know, data and information are how we get to the truth, but we're not going to be able to inform the people who are being impacted by this bycatch that, you know, these other factors are at play, and that's why this is happening. It's really about the only thing that we do control, and that is the bycatch.
When discussing how to divide subcommittees, the task force discussed dividing by fishing sector, or by species. Poletnikov questioned why the force would give an outsized influence to the trawl industry.
The industry has had the chance to mull it over themselves, amongst themselves, before, and will continue to. But this opportunity here from the public is unique.
Across gear groups, both Alaskans and representatives of the Seattle-based trawl fleet called for a clear problem statement for the bycatch task force to address before it goes any further. The task force assigned half of its members to get started on that. The next meeting of the bycatch task force is scheduled to take place over teleconference March 9th. By then, there may be a clearer idea of what the governor's bycatch task force will attempt to accomplish before its deadline to report back in November. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.